This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner.
Here we go! What are we waiting on?
A dozen students from St. Petersburg's Fairmount Park Elementary School are itching to get underway. As their reward for a good school year, they're spending the day with students from the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, on a leisurely canoe trip on Tampa Bay. But first, they have some learning to do.
I think Miss Amanda said the only time you should blow a whistle is if you're going to get run over by a big ship.
That wouldn't happen.
That won't happen, so you won't need your whistle, right?
And then they got some safety tips from Terry Tomlin, an adjunct USF St. Pete professor and local outdoors writer.
So you want to sit like this, okay? You don't want to lean over to one side or the other. All right, because if you do, what's going to happen?
It's going to fall.
It's going to tip over, and then you're going to go swimming, and I don't think you're ready for a swimming trip today, are you?
I am.
You are?
I am.
Okay, well, you can swim afterwards, okay?
Tomlin says despite spending most of their lives just minutes from the bay, many of the Fairmount students had never been out on the water before.
They're never outside, you know, but you get kids out here like this and say, this is where we live, you know, this is where people have lived for thousands of years. Really puts them in touch with the environment, puts them in touch with their community, and I think it makes them stronger and healthier.
Their guides on the hour-long cruise were students from the USF St. Pete College of Education and the Outdoor Leadership Program. Harris Ambush is the community liaison for the College of Education.
And I'm really excited just to see the smile on these students' faces when they get out in nature and they just are allowed to just breathe after testing and just be kids again.
I sat down in the middle of a canoe between Ambush and fifth grader Simeon Elias, who had never been in a canoe before.
Simeon, this is Mark. Have you met Mark?
Simeon, nice to meet you.
And with that, we were off. At first, Simeon was quiet, focusing mostly on his paddling.
What are we going to go to?
We're just going to paddle for a little bit and go into Tampa Bay up here.
But as our trip went along, he began to open up.
It's nice out here.
It is nice out here. Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it.
About 10 minutes later, we got to a sandbar. Simeon asked Ambush about how the water changed color due to its depth.
It's deeper here. It's more shallow just in front of us where you see that water color change.
And then he and many of his classmates were amazed by the animals they could see underwater.
That's a stingray!
Yeah, yeah.
What is he doing under the sand?
He feed on the sand.
Look at the fish jumping right above this reef here.
Whoa. It kind of looks like big fish.
On the way back in, a boat went past us, creating waves. Ambush gave Simeon advice on how to handle the wake.
So we're going to have a little bit of a wake coming at us right now. We're just going to paddle right into it. Okay?
Got it. Here we go.
Ready? Here we go.
Whoa! 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 Oh!
Whoa!
Good job.
That's perfect.
It's way more fun than playing video games.
Did you hear that? This is more fun than playing video games. I turned around to see the look on Ambush's face. The community liaison and I were both smiling ear to ear. For the rest of the trip, Simeon quizzed us about nature, the classes at USF, and some of the boats we passed. Then the hour was up and we docked. I asked Simeon how he felt.
I've never been on a canoe before, but it feels today on a canoe, it feels better. I never feel so free putting my face in the sun and feeling a little bit better.
Now it's worth noting that Fairmount Park has received some of the lowest test scores in the state. But Ambush says that once you meet these students and hang out with them, you realize that there's more to them.
And what we're also seeing is a lot of emotional development that's not always getting covered as well. Just because the test scores might say one thing doesn't actually mean that the emotional growth and support of these students is not growing in a positive way.
And maybe they can be inspired to succeed.
Yes, they can come to college, but it's really a desire to connect with a higher education in any element, whether that be if they go to college, technical school, or just study on their own. The idea of learning is a lifetime goal.
It certainly seemed like Simeon got the message.
When I pass middle school and high school, I'll come to this college, it will be fine.
To see video of the canoe trip from University Beats on WUSF-TV, visit WUSFnews.org. For University Beats, I'm Mark Schreiner.